Parshat Kitetze, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yud Zayin. I'm titling the Dvar Torah, Anti-Semite, Anti-Israel. So that Pasuk, it says, Zachor it asher asah lecha Amalek, remember what Amalek did to you, Baderech, on the road, B'tzeitchem in Mitzrayim. So the Aznaim LaTorah, Rav Sorotzkin, writes, he says, I already mentioned this in a very important work of his, the Hod V'Hadar. There are a number of questions that seem to bother us on the Parsha, should bother us. The Torah forbids nekama, revenge. Yet when it comes to Amalek, it states emphatically, Zachor, Timche, Lo Tishkach. Don't forget. Second question he mentions, he said the word Baderech, on the road, is repeated psukim after psukim like a refrain. So, there are a number of other questions he has, but let's go on. And he writes that the entire purpose, the entire matara, the intent of Yitziat Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. Baderech Betzeitchem Mitzrayim. And he writes the following, Rav Sorotzkin. Nimtza Shel Melchama Zu, the war of Amalek against the Jewish people, lo hayta al dvarim hanogim baguf. It wasn't physical issues, because that really, if they're just physical issues, then you shouldn't take nekama. Forget about it. Go on with life. But what was it? It was dvarim hanogim benishmat Yisrael. Has to do the essence, the soul, the DNA of the Jewish people. Melchemet Am Yisrael is milimnoa otam berega acharon, to stop them at the last moment of getting to Sinai to Kabbalat HaTorah. And therefore, al davar zeh, on this issue, on the mitzuvim zachor, lo tishkach. Don't think that Amalek just had an issue about the land of Israel, like their descendants have today. It's not so. Amalek's hatred began before the arrival in the Holy Land. And it's interesting, perhaps it's obvious, that this absurdity, this nonsensical approach, that the liberal Jews of America, who are lacking by and large, not necessarily, sympathy with the Zionist movement, with the state of Israel, which is not just today, it was in 1947, 48, and 49, the same thing. They lack any identity with the Torah and the tradition of Judaism as observed through the millennia from Matan Torah, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Masrul Yeshua, that Mesorah that's been going on for close to 3,500 years. Those members of government, be it in the USA, be it in Europe, be it in South America, and even in Israel, be they Muslim, Christians, or even Jews, they have the absurdity of trying to say that they are not anti-Semitic, but they're just anti-Israel. That's preposterous. Amalek's attempted and their descendants today are not motivated to achieve ownership over the land of Israel. That never motivated them. They never wanted it, and they've worried about it. Their motive is to destroy the people, the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom. And that is by negating the Torah. It so happens to be, which the Torah also bequeathed the Holy Land to his chosen people. The land and the people are eternally linked by the Torah of Israel. And don't think anything different. So therefore, if a person says, I'm not an anti-Semite, but I'm anti-Israel, I don't care of what stripe you are, Muslim, Jewish, Christian, whatever it might be, or what country you live in, it works hand in hand. If you're anti-Israel, you're an anti-Semite. And we, who identify ourselves as Yidden, as the children of Avram Avinu, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and those that crossed the Jordan to live in the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Shiftei Kor, we are the Semites, we are Israel, and we understand its linkage for all Mayad, Ad Biat Goel Tzedek, Amen.